You're listening to episode 254 of Lifestyle Locker Radio with Jamie Sabat. Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey everyone, welcome back to Lifestyle Locker Radio. We have another amazing guest today. I always bring you the best. And Jamie Sabat here is going to drop some knowledge on you, share some really great stories, and we're going to make this a lot of fun for you. So Jamie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. You know, going through your website and going through all of your stuff, like we said earlier, we have a lot of stuff in common, right? A lot of really cool, we'll say that the headspace, right, is there. And I want you to, we're going to talk about your story in a second, but I want to give people a little bit of a preview. You've got your website's called Distill and Express, or your company, I should say. And I think that's a really, really neat name and a really neat concept that people can dive deep into, because it's ultimately finding, right? We got to distill who we really are. And then eventually we got to express. I'm guessing that's the thought behind that, right?
I'll actually share with you how I came up with that name.
Let's start.
So I love that you have the double entendre with it, but it's actually the process of how essential oils are created. So I started my wellness journey with meditation and essential oils. And when you have petals, like on roses, when they're distilled, it's in the water process, but expression is through, is for lemons and limes and oranges that have a rind on them. So those are the two processes of how essential oils are created.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. But I've been using it, you know, also with like Distill and Express. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So tell us your story. Were you always into wellness? Were you always into helping people be well, or where did you begin?
Well, ironically enough, I worked in fashion industry for 20 years. So I lived in London, I lived in New York, I lived in Paris, and I worked in fashion, but I always, for some reason, I always did yoga. No matter where I lived in the world or where I traveled to, yoga was this constant, steady practice for me. So I actually recently got in, like in the last like 4 years, got into the wellness world when I discovered essential oils, when I discovered meditation. So it's a pretty new world for me, but I've always had that yoga practice that kept me.
So what was the your defining, was there a defining moment or defining story or defining event that said, you know what, you know, I like fashion, but I got to shift. What was that moment?
It was actually incredible for me. It was, I had a natural birth with my daughter. So I was living in New York City. I had my son. It was super traumatic, like super crazy. He was in the NICU, all of that kind of stuff. I had an emergency C-section. So with my daughter, I was determined to have a natural birth. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to figure out and I'm going to do it. And in my 8th month of pregnancy, I discovered essential oils. And I actually learned the medical process behind it and the protocol to do a natural birth. And then I realized they're not just beautiful smelling things, but they're actual natural medicine. And through that birth, it was like, I took my power back and I was like, I'm a healer. Everyone's a healer. You know, we have this intuition, this innate intuition. We have this power that I wasn't tapped to and into, and I wasn't using. And from there, that is how I actually got into Reiki.
Okay.
And it was the natural birth that did it for me, just taking my power back.
That's pretty neat. And, you know, I'll never give birth. I can say that. But that's, I mean, that's pretty neat that you, it's like a life-changing experience. You, I mean, going from, you know, what they call VBAC, right? So having a traditional birth after a C-section is like, oh my God, this big thing that's like looked poorly upon, but it's something that happens all the time. Like, it almost seems like, you know, you had to go down the journey yourself, which making the best decision, right? Like, and which ultimately led you to where you are. So in that 8 month process or 9 month process through pregnancy and searching, you hit a set, you found essential oils. Was there anything else? Did you find any books that you read? Did you find connections with other maybe mentors that said like, I think I need to go down this route professionally?
Well, that is, so after I found the essential oils and I started to learn more about energy healing and Reiki healing energy. I was so lucky at the end of 2019. I was in New York for work and coming back to Washington, D.C. And I saw that the really big woman in manifestation and the law of attraction was speaking in Philadelphia. So I'm like, I'm just going to stop on the train from New York to D.C., stop in Philadelphia. And I heard her speak. It was Abraham Hicks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And in the room, there was someone sitting next to me who had the exact same tattoo, which is, it's a lotus. And normally people don't have lotus flowers like that. The woman in my aisle had this exact question that I had, and she got called into the hot seat. And that was when I discovered the law of attraction and manifestation, which is how I really launched my business.
That's really neat. What's the book? Ask and it shall be given. Is that the...
Ask and it's given. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Very cool. So that's neat. So you found this process on a train ride. How cool is that? Like, I love hearing these stories. There are no mistakes. So in this, because people have heard, you know, the book, The Secret, Manifestation, all of, they've heard the terms. Maybe they've seen the movie, maybe they haven't. So talk to us a little bit about like, what does it mean to you? What does it actually mean? And let's talk a little bit about how people can apply manifestation in their life and what it actually looks like.
Sure. Happy to share. And it's, this is the thing where I kind of debunk manifestation of being woo-woo. It's actually more science. And that's where my research began with this seminar in the end of 2019. There's the law of attraction, which is just like the law of gravity, that says that which is like unto itself, it is drawn. Just simply that. So we're all manifesting every day. It's just, you might be manifesting in a place of anger or sadness or, you know, defeat, where we want to be manifesting in a place of joy, love, and abundance. So what we do in this process is actually reprogram our mind. So in our physical realm, the world that we've created for ourselves or that we've manifested for ourselves is created from our subconscious, which is created when we are the age of 0 to 7. Our parents, the environment that we were raised in, the school that we went to, the TV shows that we saw. For me, it was the Huxtables. So your world is manifested from that time when you're creating your subconscious mind. So my process and what I do with my clients is I reprogram your mind. It's as simple as that. So when you're reprogramming your mind, the law of attraction brings you the new matching of where you are in the reprogrammed state.
Yeah.
So it's really science.
Yeah. I think it's pretty neat. You use the word program, you know, and I had this conversation in another podcast not that long ago. In a conversation, we talked about television with the name, like the name of television, and we're watching a program, like we're ultimately getting fed our, like, our thoughts and our feelings and the things from like this digital device. You know, we mirror our parents, we have these things called mirror neurons, all of these cool things happen. But in the more recent past, so many kids and young adults have grown up with technology and TV, where, you know, 50, 80, 100 years ago, like, you know, as the development of TV, like it was a thing, like, oh my God, we're going to watch a show. Like that was a thing. Now it's, you know, 15, 20 hours a week of a kid's life. So they're getting programmed with whatever these big six companies want us to be programmed with, which is kind of freaky. But I love that you use that word because it's helping people break the pattern. Like when they meet you, like, right, that's ultimately the goal. So they're going to attract, right? Because what is the news? There's no good news ever. It's just, that's what they make their money on is chaos. So you guess you're right. You're reprogramming people to see the light versus the chaos.
Yeah. And I feel like it's very much like the movie, The Matrix, in a way. Like, I feel like I'm Morpheus, where I just want to reveal to people the actual reality and for them to understand. And then when you can understand that your brain is a high powered supercomputer and that you can move the files where you want them to go. Like if you, for example, look at someone that's grown up in a very, you know, poor, hostile environment, there's a part of our brain called the reticular activating system, mm-hmm. or the RAS. And the more you see that, the more your brain is going to pick up on that. But if you're, you know, born in a beautiful, surrounded by country clubs and golf courses, your brain is going to react and bring up more of that. So you, though, have the power to reprogram it the way that you want it to be, to create the life of your dreams.
Yeah. So you can pivot. So it doesn't make a difference where you're from, where you were brought up, what TV shows you watched. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. I think the biggest thing that makes a difference is taking that step, right? Making that choice to say, I'm willing to look, I'm willing to learn a little more, and meet someone like yourself where they go, oh, I can be guided on this process. It's not like I got to go read 100 books. Right. And that's the neat part about having a coach or a mentor, someone that can bring you through a process. So with manifestation, with this law of attraction, you know, like Lee said, there's a lot of woo-woo thoughts that are there, that will still be there. And that's okay. People are entitled to their opinions, but facts will be facts. And what can be manifested? And I'll share a story after, but like what type of things do you help people bring into their life?
I mean, it's pretty incredible. When I start using tools like hypnosis or time techniques where you can create a new story on your timeline in the past and implementing goals in the future. Some of my clients have gotten into Berkeley for their MBA that they never thought they were going to get into that school, or work, or a life partner, or I mean, anything. That's the thing that's possible is, you know, manifesting property, and in very strange ways. Like, I don't use the word coincidence because I think that we're creating our reality. It's not a coincidence. It's like, that's how powerful we are. That's how powerful our brain is. And that's how powerful our thoughts are. So I really have gotten so far really astounding outcomes for my clients. And it's pretty interesting to see how what you desire is what the universe is calling for you. So it's not a coincidence. It's like, it's telling you, go to Starbucks right now. And you're like, oh, I don't really want coffee, but why? There's a calling. There's something telling you to go there, and there's a bigger plan. So tuning in and listening to the signs and being aware of them is how you can start that journey.
Yeah. And I want to share a cool manifestation story, a short one. I don't want to take your time, because this is your show. My wife and this is wild. So I don't have it in front of me, but I have, you know, the affirmations and desires and goals, things like I have that I read every morning. And in there is a house, right? Like, I have that written down, like, 3 bedrooms or it was 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, 2-car garage. I want a fenced yard for our dog, all of this stuff. So we put this down, and I've been looking at it daily. And we were purchasing a property in Florida, a home in Florida, or looking in this crazy market that we've had. And guess what kind of house we got? Like, certain ones were pulled away from us. We started trying to contract, it got pulled. Got a 4-bedroom house, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom house, 2-car garage, fenced yard. My wife goes, you just put the wrong state in there. I'm like, but like, it was so wild that it was like, literally, I could pick up my piece of paper and go, this is crazy.
That's how powerful we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get it, or you decided?
No, we got it. We bought it. We're not moving there. We bought it as an investment property, but it was just so wild that it was like, there are no mistakes. This is crazy, but it's really cool to see that practicing manifestation, practicing, you know, like the things that my reprogramming, if you will, it works. It's really freaking cool.
Right. And that's why the saying, be careful what you wish for and be conscious of your thoughts, because we're all human beings. We're powerful manifestors. So when your thoughts become your reality, you know, so if you're down in the dumps and you're like, oh, I didn't get that promotion, I didn't get that raise, it's like, that's just going to bring you more, because the law of attraction magnifies it. So having your affirmation sheet and doing those things in the morning is what raises your vibration and draws you to the things that you want.
Yeah, I think that's really neat. And, you know, that's all, like, I'm conscious, obviously, when I'm doing this, but you mentioned, or actually what we spoke about earlier. I mean, we could talk about like subconscious. So how do people subconsciously start to like manifest? Because it's like, okay, I'm awake, I'm conscious, but how do we tap into that, that sixth sense or seventh sense or whatever you want to call it?
Right. Well, so that the thing is that we're already doing it. Our it's like an iceberg, and the conscious mind is like 7% coming out of the water, and like 93% is the subconscious.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, and we wouldn't, if you think about it, we wouldn't be able to survive as human beings if we didn't have the subconscious mind, like brushing our teeth or driving our car. You would literally have to be like, take toothbrush, put toothpaste on, brush the, you know, like our subconscious mind is guiding us if you
think
in that way. So what we want to do is do practices like what you're talking about, affirmations, or even more powerful tools that I use, like hypnosis. So putting yourself into a trance state, which we are in all the time, driving the car, scrolling on Instagram, watching Netflix, we're in a trance state. But what you want to do is program your mind with the things that you want when you're in that state. And then your subconscious is like a personal assistant. So it starts bringing to you the things that you desire. And that's why it's so important if you say, I'm going to get up and go to the gym, and then you don't. Your subconscious mind says, well, he doesn't do what he says he's going to do, so why should I listen? But the more you on repeat, that's why a lot of this work is repeating, say, do what you say you're going to do, your subconscious mind believes you and sees you as the commander and the head of the ship and starts guiding you and taking you where you're programming it to go.
Got it. So you say like hypnosis. So are you using like as someone to help you get through hypnosis, or you're doing this through, how do you do this?
I'm hypnotizing my clients.
Got it.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. And then on myself, which I actually hypnotize myself more than I meditate now, I have a recording of myself that I hypnotize myself with. But yeah, my, you know, clients come to me for either like a 6-week program, and that's part of one of the sessions, or some people come to me for one off, which a lot of people use it for weight loss or for smoking. But hypnosis is so powerful because your subconscious is taking it in.
Okay. That's pretty wild.
Is driving the ship.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely like the metaphor that you use, that, you know, that the tip of the iceberg, and then the, like getting into, well, driving the ship, right? Like who's the captain of the ship. And I think that's really, really powerful. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. And it's one of those things too, where if you're trying to shift your life, this is a perfect example. New Year's resolution, I'm going to go to the gym. And by January 15th, no one's in the gym anymore, because they're trying to do on the conscious level by saying, I'm going to the gym and putting their clothes out. What you have to do is change the personality. You have to say, I'm a healthy person. I eat well, I go to the gym, I do. You have to change the personality, and then it becomes automatic. And then it also becomes easier than trying to use the conscious mind to go to the gym. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. You know, friend Joe Dispenza says this, he says, you know, your personality creates your personal reality. And I think you just gave a perfect example, you know? And I love that you're using fitness, because it's such a powerful tool, like taking action. And that's something that's very physical in nature. And when people start owning their mindset, start owning their self-talk, right, and they start taking action steps, is that where you see the program starts to go, wait, hold on, we can now shift. Right? Is that where reality sets in?
Yes, where reality sets in. Exactly. It's like wanting to make the change and seeing. You know what's so great is when clients come to me and they see the pattern. They say, Jamie, no matter what I do, I can never get a raise. No matter what I do, I keep attracting the wrong partner. No matter what I do, I can't lose weight. When those words come out of their mouth, when they can see the pattern, that's when the work begins. And that's when we can make a breakthrough. Because if you're in a state of confusion and you don't really know what's going on, it's hard for me to grasp onto what you need help with. But the best clients are the ones that say, I see the pattern and I'm ready to change it.
Well, that's neat. You know, I guess it's being aware, right? Like they have to, you, and you're helping them, I guess, find that awareness through the process. You mentioned like a 6-week process. What is a 6-week process? You want to talk to us about it?
Sure. Yeah. Well, one of the things that I absolutely love, which is also science, is I start off with astrology. And people say like, oh, do you believe in astrology? And I'm like, well, there's nothing to believe in. It's just science. It's just literally where the planets, where the moons and the stars were when you took your first breath. Mm-hmm. So when you look at it that way, doing an astrology reading in the first session really helps me to understand who the person is and where their planets were in different parts of their life. Like, are you supposed to be a doctor? Or are you supposed to be an actor, a musician? We don't know. But looking at the chart, it becomes very clear on the strengths and the weaknesses.
Okay.
So I start there, and then we work on some lots of interesting processes. Like I use a swish pattern, which is actually what Tony Robbins uses and what he uses on himself to become a billionaire. But it's about switching the personality in and out so that the old you fades away and the new you becomes the visualization right on the screen in front of you. So starting to break down the old patterns of the old personality and bring up the new patterns. And another thing that I do that's super powerful and one of my favorite things is time travel.
Okay.
I use a thing called time techniques where you can actually close your eyes and imagine your timeline. You can go back to early childhood.
Okay.
When you're creating that subconscious mind and you can change the story. Looking at it from an adult perspective. So your mom wouldn't let you have another lollipop because you already had a cookie and it was too much sugar, but you became angry at the age of 4. And then that anger compounds. So you're an angry road rage person, but we can go back in these time techniques and remove that state of anger. So you're in a much more peaceful state. You're able to see things much more clearly. And then we can implant a visualization, a story into your future timeline. Let's say you want to make 6 figures by June 1st. We can implant that and you can feel it in your body, see it in your mind into your future so that you're able to reach these goals. It's just, that's all a part of the process. And then using hypnosis, I also do tapping like EFT, emotional freedom techniques to shadow work, to like remove limiting beliefs. So after 6 weeks, I'm finding that my clients are like, I'm just a new person. That belief is not even there anymore.
Yeah, that's so cool. So you figure out how to go back to the future.
Yes.
That's neat. I love, you know, in Lifestyle Locker and in the podcast interviews I've done, there's so many cool themes and, you know, you're following in the themes, which is so cool, you know. Between using tapping, between using NLP, between using manifestation, it's really neat to say. I mean, not everybody does everything. I hear bits and pieces, but you've been able to put together like a secret sauce, if you will, that allows you to connect and attract the people that are working with you, obviously, but to go through a process with, you know, here's the outcome, which I think is really neat, where it's just, you know, I've interviewed people on just tapping. I've interviewed people just on meditation. I've interviewed people just on all of these pieces. And it's neat to see, you know, I say we're bundled, but where we get to go through a lot of these pieces of the puzzle over a short period of time, which can be huge. I mean, like huge, profound effects can happen. You know, I've done these things and yes, they work, you know, like I'm raising my hand. It's me.
Well, there's a lot of pressure put on me because when clients come to me, I'm a manifestation mentor. So they're expecting to manifest something. So if they don't, I'm out of business. That's why it's got to be powerful.
Yeah. And I think that's important. So here, I want to ask one other question because I know, you know, you said you started, you know, we talk about Distill and Express. We spoke about essential oils. So when you're working with, I know it's been a virtual year, but when you're working with people, even I guess when you're working virtually, do you recommend using like during some of these processes using your essential oils?
Totally. I mean, obviously, you know, certain ones that are very popular, like lavender, I call it the gateway oil. Those, or there's a grounding oil that I use for meditation. Mm-hmm. So The thing is that when you're doing this type of work, first of all, it's very sensitive, it's very emotional, and you mm-hmm. feel vulnerable and exposed. I like the person to be relaxed. So any type of relaxing oils I recommend, and I actually, as a welcome gift to my clients, I send them an oil to get started. Okay. So yeah, and then they can, you know, I can help them on their journey, but I highly recommend oils. I mean, I don't even have Tylenol in my mm-hmm. place. Like I only have oils and I use them for everything. And I just feel so much more enlivened and more, the toxins are cleared yeah. out of the environment.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. You know, grown up on them, but like my house, my wife's a doTERRA person. So we have, I know you are, we have like our countertop in our kitchen. It's like all the cooking stuff. We go into, I have a chemical medicine cabinet. I'm an unvaccinated, unmedicated person my whole life. So we can, you know, open up our mirror cabinet and it's just like, it's everywhere. Like everywhere. I have a diffuser right next to me. Like that's just, this is how we function. But I think it's really powerful because the more of this great messaging of using things that are real, that are natural, being able to manifest, connecting a lot of the dots, the more times people keep hearing your message, this message is powerful. You know, I think the, want to call this the norm. I hate that they use this stuff called, they call us alternative. Right. But this is the reality. You know, I think all chemical, when I say chemical, I mean like synthetic made things, that should be really the alternative, right? To a life period. So where I can go off on a rant, but nonetheless, I think what you're doing is quite amazing that you're using tools to connect that are both physical, like an oil, but also the headspace, that subconscious, you're connecting in a lot of different ways with you. So like an ideal client that you work with, are they mostly women?
Mostly women.
Yeah.
Yes. And interesting enough, mostly entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Some of them have come to me with a very traditional job and they've created and launched businesses.
Okay. Very cool.
That's so surprising.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's my whole thing is empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me. I'm not sprinkling fairy dust and it's a co-creation. Yeah. It's really to give them the tools and to show to them that they're powerful, powerful human being, that you can create whatever you want.
Yeah. I think that's really, really great. So like give us the best, what's the best place to find you? Is it your website?
Sure. Or, I'm on Instagram doing lives and stories. And
okay.
That, so I'd love for everyone to join me on Instagram, but I also have a free masterclass right now that you can learn more about manifestation. Okay. And it's mastering yoursecondact.com.
Yeah, and we'll connect everybody.
Okay, great. And you can just go there. It's a 30-minute free class. And I give 3 secrets away on manifestation and how to do it easily and how to do it, you know, and create abundance. So I highly recommend everyone do that just to check it out.
That's awesome. And I also want to ask this is like our question that's 3 parts here, 3 answers. So if you were to tell, if we had an audience behind me or behind you or in front of you, and you had to give them 3 things to do to help them unleash their human potential a little more, action steps that they could take today, what would they be?
And I'm going to give you some action steps that are also free too. Meditation, which is just quiet your mind for a moment, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 20 minutes, wherever, whatever you want to do, that's how you're going to receive the steps from source. That's how you're going to get the guidance, like all of that kind of stuff. Journal, another thing that's free, is to get those thoughts down on paper and get them, you know, into reality. And then also self-care. Simple. Eat right, exercise, drink water, get into nature, take care of yourself so that you can be in the highest vibration possible.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. I love the freebies because I think they're the things that we can actually do. If we actually had to pay for air, I think we may breathe better. If we had to pay for, you know what I mean? It's so crazy. But this is awesome, Jamie. This has been really interesting. I can't wait to share you with our tribe. This is going to be a phenomenal show. We're reaching people around. I think we're at 57 plus countries at this point. So hopefully our tribe connects with your tribe and we just keep blowing this thing up out of proportion. So people get healthier, manifest more, right, create better lives for themselves and their families. So Jamie, I want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me too.
Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you, if you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.